Today we hear the beginning of Jesus' ministry in Galilee and the call story of the first disciples. It's a story that often prompts questions and wonderings about the personality and charisma of Jesus. It is a story that inspires reflections on the dramatic nature of the encounter with Christ and how the disciples were inspired to follow, inspired to risk, to drop their nets, and to follow him. But when I ask myself how helpful these reflections are to each of us in our daily lives, my response is a bit of a shrug. They are not terribly helpful to me because my own daily life, the encounters with Christ and my responses are not this dramatic or heroic. They're actually subtle, mundane. And they don't make for an exciting story every time, but they do make for a faithful one. So I want to share 2 points about today's gospel story. First, Christ's call to us is daily and often in the small moments and details of life. And second, we are not called to this daily discipleship alone as individuals, but we're called to it in community. So my first point I've already begun to make, Jesus' call to most of us is not like the one in today's gospel. Jesus' call to us is daily, often subtle, embedded not only in the big decisions in our lives, but also in the mundane choices made every single day. How do I spend my time? How do I spend my money? How do I give of myself? Do I show up, support, challenge, and encourage others in their walk with Christ? Do I love my neighbor as myself and walk humbly with God? Do I follow Jesus in allowing him to guide and teach me in making ethical choices in all my decision making and in how I treat others? Christ's call to us is daily. Daily in all the ways we move through life. The question, am I following Christ when I do this or that? Am I following Christ when I think and say this and that? These are the fruitful questions applicable to everyone that we can draw out of the call story of these Galilean fishermen. My second point, and equally important, is that we do none of this faithful examination, living, and ministry alone by ourselves. We are familiar with the mission of the 12 story from Mark chapter 6. He called the 12 and began to send them out 2 by 2 and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money for their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on 2 tunics. He said to them, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet. So before Jesus sends them out in pairs in chapter 6, he calls to them in pairs as they were casting and mending their nets. In other words, in the midst of their normal daily tasks, he called them. And he called them together. Simon and Andrew, James and John. Making the point and reminding us that following Jesus is something to be done in community. And not by ourselves alone. When 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, I will be in the midst of them. We see a pattern. Jesus is calling to us and gathering us and sending us, out in pairs, in groups, in community. This is not an accident. As human beings, we are created for relationship. And the truth is, following Jesus is challenging. It's hard. There's a notion held by some out there that a believer, being a believer, is only for weak-minded persons who cannot face reality. Well, I love these folks, but I have to disagree. For the self-examination and accountability that is essential to our walking this faith is a brave act of discipleship, and loving and praying for our enemies is certainly not for the faint of heart. It is by God's grace and in support of one another, the faith community, that we see and name reality all the time, seeking to respond faithfully, bringing the vision of God's dream to the world, to our communities, to our families, to those who may have forgotten God's dream or have never heard it, or who think that life has no meaning and they do not know God's undying love for them. This is faithful work. This is our ministry. And it is not done alone. There are no lone rangers here. And again, this is why Jesus called to Simon and Andrew, James and John. Naomi Way wrote in her book, Deep Secrets, this. In an experimental design, social psychologists at the University of Virginia found that perception of task difficulty was deeply shaped by the proximity of a friend. The researchers asked college students to stand at the base of a hill while carrying a weighted backpack and estimate the steepness of the hill. Some participants stood next to close friends whom they had known for a long time. Some stood next to friends they had not known for long. And some stood next to strangers, and the others stood alone during the exercise. The participants who stood with close friends gave significantly lower estimates of the steepness of the hill than those who stood alone, next to strangers or to newly formed friends. The longer the close friends had known each other, the less steep the hill appeared to the participants involved in the study. This important insight, well, it's important for us to remember, because our calling out there in the world, in a consistent, sustained effort of love, is hard. And we need each other. Not only do we need God's grace, we need each other's spiritual friendship. So I urge you, all of you, each of you, to find and develop and deepen spiritual friendships. Find them here in Bible studies and classes, serving alongside of others in various ministries, from the Altar Guild to pastoral care. Find them in four-year groups and neighborhood gatherings. Be intentional about having a spiritual friend and being a spiritual friend, encouraging one another in faithful living, because God calls us not simply as individuals, but as a people, not only to the hard work of bringing faith to bear on the realities of our daily and communal lives, but to also know joy, joy of a life lived faithfully and in community, experiencing the love of God poured out upon us for the good of the world. Let us hear Christ call anew. Follow me, and let us respond faithfully every day together. Amen.